Guys, welcome back to the podcast. We have a champion here in the studio. Give it up for the champion. Hey, Alex Wasabi
made
his way from, you know, across the pond, flew over, got on a British Airways, I'm sure, made it back. How was your win? How, just tell the people, like, what that felt like, kicking ass, destroying, like, beating Deji. I almost said destroying. It was a kind of a destruction.
It was insane. I was talking to some people before the fight, and I was like, yo, we need to up security, because when I beat Deji, we got to get me out of there because they're not going to like it.
They're not going to like it.
You've seen how this week has gone. And then the guys, the security guys I was talking to, like, nah, man, in the fight game, when you win, they're all going to respect you. And I was like, oh, for real? Cool. So after I won, I put my hands up. I jumped on the ropes, put my hands up. Thousands of people booing. And I was like, hey, this is not what was supposed to happen.
Were you getting, like, yelled at trying to leave the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Too?
Yeah, people throwing things. Like, it was same thing you saw in the vlog. Yeah. It was the same. It didn't change at all.
The vlog looked hectic because people looked like they want to kill you as trying to enter the arena. What was that like? Like, take us from getting out of your hotel. What did you see? Like, were you seeing fans all over the place?
Whole hotel, all the walls were glass. So as soon as I got off the elevators, they knew I was in there, mm-hmm. and they were waiting for me. And there was kids like riding bikes, like patrolling the area, and it was pretty coordinated because they would have walkie talkies. And as soon as I got down there, you see them all go, hey, the eagle is in the nester, and then they would all just show up together, like ready to go. But luckily, we had like these big security guards that. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because like in the U.S., you have like Logan and Jake Paul, right? Yeah. And there's people that like Logan and Jake Paul, and there's people that don't like them. But in the U.K., you have Deji and KSI, and everyone loves them there.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody's like a diehard Deji KSI fan, which is not the same thing for like the States. And so, whenever somebody goes over there to fight, they're always, you know, either to fight or do anything. You know, if they're opposing KSI or Deji, you know, it's not necessarily great for the other party.
I really did not expect all the hate. I mean, I expected some hate, but I thought that they treated Logan and Jake like that because it's Logan and Jake. They're so controversial. Right. I was like, oh, they're not going to treat me like that.
Yeah. He filmed a dead body. You didn't do that.
Yeah.
And then you still get shit on.
Yeah, and then the whole time I was like, whoa, this is just what everybody goes through. It's not just Logan. Yeah. I thought it was just them.
Damn, yeah. I mean, so you saw what? Eggs were being thrown at you, which is insane.
Eggs were being thrown. My team was getting like assaulted. There was one of my cameraman's actually a martial artist, and this kid tried to grab his camera, and he elbowed him in the face.
That's awesome.
And so
he Miyagi'd him.
Yeah, it was a lot. Like, we definitely needed security. Yeah.
What were some of the worst things you like heard?
Oh man,
because they have different type of slang.
There's a lot of things I didn't even know what they were calling me. I didn't know what they meant. So I was like, I'm assuming it's bad, but I don't know. They
like wanker.
Wanker.
Well, and it's hard to hear them through how fucked up their teeth are.
Oh, yeah. God.
You know, it's.
Oh no. I asked him about that. Actually, I was like, "Yo, so like teeth, right?" And then they were like, "Oh man, it's just super expensive over here." And I was like, "Oh, because my friend was like,
don't you feel like an asshole now?"
No, I mean, no. Like when the whole revolution happened, I mean, everybody had wood teeth, everything. Yeah. So it's like, you know, they all come over all wood teeth. They're still using the technology.
I just thought that they didn't care about teeth, like. Yeah. In LA, they care about like your face, how your face looks. In Miami, it's all about the butt. And like, so I was like, oh, here they just don't care about teeth. But they said it's just expensive.
Definitely, I care about teeth. I mean, I don't want to be making out with somebody that has sardine breath or some shit, or like their teeth
but
are falling out
of
my mouth.
Sardine breath, and you both smell fine, right?
But if their teeth are like rotting in my mouth, and like her tooth falls in my mouth while I'm making out, spit it back.
I don't think
mouth.
It's that bad. I think most of them are very normal.
No, it's not. It's not normal. It's actually a thing.
Very.
It's
bad.
A problem. It's a major
so
problem.
You got called wanker. How did that feel? You know what wanker means, right?
No, I mean, like, asshole? What does it mean?
Yeah. Wanker is kind of like asshole. How would you describe it? Like,
jerk off.
Like, yeah, he's like, you're a jerk
you're
off.
Whacking, you're wanking
we're
yourself.
All wankers then.
Yeah, we're all wankers.
You're a wanker. You're a wanker. I'm a wanker.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all
I
wankers.
Mean, it just didn't really get to me. All the hate, especially like knowing their kids, like they're just repping their person.
Yeah.
So it never bothered me. I was like, whatever, like it's not going to stop me from winning. People are like, oh, it's going to throw you off. He was like, I've had 2 fights. You've had 0. You're going to be so nervous. You're going to have 12,500 people packed stadium yelling at you. None of that bothered me. Like when we're in the ring, the fans are not in the ring. It doesn't matter what's happening outside the ring. It's just me and you.
You weren't nervous at all.
Not even a
little. No one else said that, because even Bryce and them were like,
I guess we're going to take a quick break from the podcast. We want to thank our sponsor, MyBookie. MyBookie is the most premier sports book for sports betting. I'm personally into soccer. I like to bet on different games, but obviously we have different sports that people are into.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's like, I usually bet on March Madness, but I recently had a certain hate for college basketball.
Wait, why?
I don't even.
Just like getting too flirty with girlfriends.
I really didn't know who won.
Whatever.
Why don't you just use MyBookie to bet against him?
Yeah.
Using our code TheSync, you can actually put money into MyBookie, bet, and then they will match your initial investment.
Match? Like, you put in $200, they will match you $200.
They will match your money that you put into the app.
That's insane. All right, so guys, yes, if you guys want to try MyBookie and have your first deposit match, make sure to use code TheSync and click this link right here. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, go to our description. It'll be the top of the description. MyBookie, you can go check it out. Thank you, guys.
I don't think that you could. Yeah, you weren't able to say that you were actually fighting Deji yet.
Yeah,
I don't actually know if you even fully knew that you were fighting Deji yet.
I don't know.
It was crazy. But then to see that happen, because we were like, oh, yeah, Alex is fighting Deji.
I remember saying I wanted to fight Deji.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then right after this, it was he asked me, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, but I just remember, like, you were, like, very stoked about it. I'm like, damn, this guy's really passionate about wanting to go fight.
Yeah. We were pretty sure you were going to kick his ass. Like, just because we knew that you've been training. We knew what you were doing way before.
Yeah.
It would have been weird if he was training ever since. Like,
you guys watched it? You watched the fight?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, no,
take us through it. What'd you think about it? Because I'll tell you what I thought.
Guys, we're going to take a quick break from the podcast. We want to thank our sponsor, MyBookie. MyBookie is the most premier sports book for sports betting. I'm personally into soccer. I like to bet on different games, but obviously we have different sports that people are into.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's like, I usually bet on March Madness, but I've recently had a certain hate for college basketball players.
Wait, why?
Just like getting too flirty with girlfriends and stuff. Whatever.
Why don't you just use MyBookie to bet against him?
Yeah.
Using our code TheSync, you can actually put money into MyBookie, bet, and then they will match your initial investment.
Match? Yeah. Like, match. You put in $200, they will match you $200.
They will match your money that you put into the app.
That's insane. All right, so guys, yes, if you guys want to try MyBookie and have your first deposit match, make sure to use code TheSync and click this link right here. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, go to our description. It'll be the top of the description. MyBookie, go check it out. Thank you, guys.
What, you mean the fight exactly?
Yeah, what do you think
so
you went
first
wrong?
First round, we were fighting. I was expecting him to try to get inside. So I wanted him to get inside because I was trained. I was like, I had so much like inside fight in the pocket.
What does inside mean for?
Like really close up. Like,
okay.
So I was like trained for that and I was excited to show that off. But every time he came in, he would hug me. And I was like, what? He's a shorter fighter. He should be trying to get in and throw with me, but he wasn't. So then I used so much of my camp learning how to fight inside and he didn't even let me show that part. But first round, I kept him on the outside, a lot of jabs. I knew that he was a counter puncher, so whenever I threw, if I missed, I would fall in because then he has no space to counter. So everybody's like, oh, Deji didn't throw. If he threw, he would have beat you. And I'm like, bitch, I shut that shit down on purpose. Like, I didn't let him throw. Mm-hmm. I fell in so that he, and people are like, oh, he's falling in. He's just bad technique. And I was like, it's my first fight. I know you're not supposed to fall in, but it definitely stopped him and it definitely worked. And I probably won't do that for my next fight, but it worked on him. Yeah. And then whenever he threw, to deter him from throwing again, as soon as he threw, no matter if he landed or not, I would immediately throw back. So then in his head, he's like, oh, if I throw, he's going to throw back so fast. If I throw, he's gonna hit me right away. He's going to throw three more. If I throw one, he throws three. So that's why he stopped throwing. It wasn't because he got tired. It wasn't because he was overthinking. Oh, I mean, I guess it was because he was overthinking because I made him overthink. Yeah. But it sucks because, like, my fans don't really watch boxing. His fans watch boxing, and they're all like, oh, he could have done this. If he did this, you would have lost. But they don't want to give me credit for not letting him do the things that he was supposed to do.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I think I'm not really – I wouldn't consider myself a boxing fan at all, but I think just – what would make it better for me, and I think most people that watch the sport would, is if there was a way to where you could actually have a decision where it's like, okay, this is fully, you know, this person actually won, like fully won. Because like, the thing is, like, in a fight where people are saying, okay, this should have been unanimous, it's annoying how that now, like, you go out and fight, you win, but then there's people that are like, oh, yeah, Deji lost because of this, he lost because of that. I wish there was a way to where it was like, this is set in stone, you definitely won. Because it would just be so much easier.
Check this out. So you know how one of the judges voted for him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know boxing, but if you look at it, the way they judged it, they said that I lost four rounds and Deji won one. I mean, and they said I lost four rounds and I only won one round. That's what that judge said. All the other judges said I won most of the rounds. Then this one judge said I only won one round and I lost every other round. That's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like, not even close.
Like, that's what, like, if you're racing the 100-meter dash.
Yeah.
whoever has the quickest time wins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
It's set, you know, that person wins. In boxing, it's like still up to like some sort of discretion.
Is it based on like a feeling of who was dominating more or how many times you struck him? And how
it's how many clean hits you land, how much you throw, who's the aggressor, ring generalship, which means who had control of the ring and who was making the shit happen. So it's all those factors, but I knew that I won before I won. Yeah. And there's a reason. It's because I went to my corner and I was like, yo, did I win? Because I was like so like blacked out. And I was like, ah, just fighting. And they're like, yo, when the judges gave their scorecards, the security escorted them out. So I'm pretty sure you won.
Shit.
And I was like, oh, because they would have got attacked. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I won. Yeah.
That's they knew right away. They're like, oh, let's get these guys the fuck out of here. These British fans are going to go crazy.
Yeah.
That's not okay. Wow. So you kind of knew at that point.
Yeah, that's how I knew.
But the fact that one judge said that you actually like lost three rounds and
they
only
said
won
I
one.
Lost four rounds.
Four, yeah.
And I was like, "What are you talking
about? What
are you
watching?
It wasn't even like 3-2. It was 4-1. That's really what you're trying to say right now? That's insane."
Yeah, and I just don't know how you can win the fight and then have that judge can just be so off. Yeah, I mean, that's not even close.
Yeah. And when people like come in for the hug, like in boxing, we saw it with Bryce too.
Yeah.
And like Deji was doing all the time when he'd come in and just like try to hug you.
Yeah.
As a viewer who doesn't know too much about boxing, you're just seeing that as like, that's, he's exhausted. He's trying to drag you down. You don't see like the mental component. And you showed the video after. You literally yelled like, get the fuck off.
Yeah.
Like when he kept on doing it.
Yeah. He was hugging me. I would throw, he would hug me because I think he just saw that I was faster. I was throwing more. I had more energy. I was still going. And in the fifth round, I wasn't tired at all. And he knew that. And then he hugged. And then I got like a good combo off. Like I caught his cross. And then I jabbed him. And then I missed a cross, missed another cross, just making him back up. And when he got to the ropes, I like threw a hook. And I was like, bah! And then he was like, ooh. And he grabbed me immediately. And I was so mad because I just wanted to go toe-to-toe. I wanted to go to war. And I wanted to fight. And when he grabbed me, I just... emotion took over and I was like, oh, get off me. And
then
I threw him around and just like a rag doll. And the ref was like, hey, no throwing. I was like, he's holding me. And I was like, okay, all right. Yeah. I'm calm. And then he let us fight some more. And then like right after that, I started having fun because I was like, oh, there's only a minute left. This guy got nothing for me. He hasn't hit me yet. And then I'm just like doing what I'm supposed to do. And then I like throw on him. He goes under it, grabs me again. And so then I put my weight on him because that's what you do in boxing to make him tired because he's holding me up. And then when I did that, I saw my little friend, my new YouTube friend I just made. His name is Christian HD. He's a small YouTuber. He's 15. And I was like, yo, hey, Christian. And then I was like, bah, 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 hey.
You
bah, bah, bah. And then the ref said break. And then I put my hands up and Deji grabbed me again and took me to the rope next to my friend. And I was like, what's up, boy? And I went right back to boxing. And I was like,
you were
chilling
the entire time.
Oh, yeah. I think that he underestimated how tall I was. Because we met once 4 years ago. And I guess he thought it was his height. Because everybody he's fought is taller than him.
Yeah.
Same with Jake. Everybody he's fought is like 4 inches shorter than him. Mm. And like I feel like Deji didn't understand how big of an advantage that is.
Yeah.
I mean, so, just being a taller person. Like, I mean, even if you're taller than like just anyone, you just kind of have a advantage.
Every small boxer I talk to, they. I mean, it's always better to be the taller person.
Yeah.
And in the conference, they're just like, "Well, Canelo's fought tall people," and I was like, "You're not Canelo."
So
I mean, it's comparing fucking apples and oranges. I don't know. It's like you can't compare one of the best fighters ever to.
Deji the Tank?
Comedy shorts gamer.
I do like him though. He's a dope guy. Like, I think he's just doing what he was just saying and acting the way he needed to get in fight mode.
Well, so I mean, this is also kind of interesting too. Like, so his brother, he'll react to Deji's fights afterwards, and he's fucking rips into him. Like
every time,
literally brutal insults.
You disappointed the family.
Like literally brutal insults. Like, how do you feel about that? Like, just
it's I made
like,
a whole video. It's coming out tonight.
What's anything big in the video?
We saw it right before.
Oh, you guys watched it?
Yeah, I just showed these guys. It's just like, come on, man. Be a big brother. It's like, be a decent person. Why do you have to tear him down? He's just reiterating what everybody is saying, that everybody is shitting on Deji. Why do you have to add to it? You should be the big brother. You should be helping him, lifting him up, being like, don't worry about it. It's just a fight. Like,
do you think that his idea of it, of KSI's idea of... kind of, you know, going hard, the tough love, do you think it's kind of a tough love aspect, or do you think that's something different than that?
I think it's a tough love aspect, but he did it the fight before. He did it when he lost to Vinny, and now I heard that like they were not close at that point. They're like kind of whatever, estranged, is that the word?
Yeah.
So okay, you made a video. This time they are in talking. They talk. He got in the ring. He's his brother. It's like, why don't you say that offline? Why do you have to publicly shame him and not give him anything encouraging? He's like, yo, you suck at boxing. It's just what? It's just his opponents he's picking. Like, he underestimated me. I think Deji is not, I don't think he's a bad fighter. He just
like, has bad matchups.
Yeah.
It's just bad matchups.
Do you think it might be time for him to hang up the gloves,
no,
though?
No.
You don't think so?
I think he should fight, like, I'm not trying to put him down or anything, but I think he should fight somebody like Bryce Hall. Like, yeah, somebody his height. Like, because it's just unfair. Like, we're all new. So why fight taller people and have that advantage, like, disadvantage right away? Right. Bryce Hall's his height. I think Deji would beat Bryce. If that ever happens, I'm going to bet $20,000 on Deji for sure.
Against Deji. Just, yeah. And have you never been in a ring with Bryce, have you? Like, for practice or anything?
No, no.
Like, because, yeah, I don't know what kind of boxer he is.
He didn't look the best.
He's pretty similar to Deji.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But I think he has more stamina, but, like, Deji comes with harder punches. I think he might be able to even knock out Bryce.
I think Deji 100% wins that. I was at the Bryce and Stromedy spar. And Bryce was like, and then Stromedy was taking forever to get in the ring. And then Bryce was like, yo, I don't care who gets in the ring. Let's get in this ring right now. I want to fight. I came here to fight. And I was so tempted to be like, yo, I'll fight you. Like, but I didn't want to mess with their beef. I was like, nah, I don't want to insert myself. Yeah. But, I mean, how tall is Bryce? He's like 5'8", 5'7"?
No. He's definitely 5'9".
Yeah.
I would say he's riding the 5'9".
Yeah.
Pretty hard.
Yeah.
Do you think
it's a hard fight? I would say it's pretty hard 5'9". Yeah. Yeah. I could be a little bit no, it's hard
5'9". Yeah.
Oh yeah, I would definitely box Bryce, but I don't think he would box me.
I don't know. We talked about in that YouTube vlog. He said that he thought you were going to call him out, but you never did. He was like,
I think he was talking about Deji.
He was? Okay. Yeah. But he didn't actually bring up like having to fight you.
I don't think he would fight me.
When kind of regarding the influencer space, like the, you know, the fighting that's kind of going on, I feel like Jake Paul's kind of taken himself not quite out of it, but he's kind of actually like he has like the Showtime deal, that. Regarding like kind of like YouTube fighting, TikTok fighting, everything, do you think it's kind of coming to the end of the line for it, or do you think that there's another kind of push of, you know, all these YouTube fighters go fight again and all of this?
Well, KSI said he's fighting again, so that'll bring it back again. Even though it slowed down, but there's iDubbbz is having a boxing match, and there's Logan's supposed to fight again too, I think, this year against that Brazilian YouTuber. We don't know anything about him, but apparently he's huge in Brazil.
He's probably like massive, and we just don't know anything about him. Yeah. He's like the Mr. Beast of Brazil.
He has like 60 million or something crazy like that.
Yeah, like, okay. I don't know. I mean, like, we all like are just like us three are witnesses to kind of like the YouTube fight space. Like, we've never even really approached actually being a part of it.
Yeah.
From the standpoint of someone who's, you know, been in it all of this, don't you think it's kind of weird how like some of it seems like there's all this money behind it, and then some of it's like, oh, we didn't get paid. I don't know. It's just like a weird phantom industry. I don't know.
It was just the Austin McBroom one. Like, that was the only one because like the amount that he was promising to pay people is insane.
Ridiculous.
Like, he promised everybody pretty much the same amount that you get paid for a real like professional, like been fighting for 20 years, like pound for pound champions get paid.
Even and NBA, like,
oh, everybody
like
can get
NBA
millions.
Players,
of course, that's not true.
Well, what did you think of the way that they organized this? Because I saw a lot. KSI was like roasting a little bit, saying that they were a little disorganized.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, the video that we first reacted to was the guy streaking during your match.
Yeah.
He invades the actual ring.
Yeah.
And he then asked you to bare knuckle fight him. Like, what
is that? What he said?
That's what some articles said, that he was yelling, "Fucking fight me, Alex!
I didn't
bare
hear
knuckle
any of
fight
it.
Me."
I didn't hear any of it.
He was right in front of you. Like, what?
Yeah.
What went down? Like, what was your reaction when you saw him going into the ring?
So I'm boxing and I'm like focused on this guy. The audience has disappeared to me at this point. And then all of a sudden, this guy runs in the ring and I'm like, what? And I jump because he's behind me and I've been through so much hostile interactions with the fans. I thought somebody was coming for me. So then I'm just like, what, what? And then he starts yelling, but nobody can hear what he said. Like, nobody in the ring, because he was just like yelling. And we're like, what is wrong with this guy? And then Calvin, Deji strength and conditioning coach, picks him up. And then my assistant comes up and punches him.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, that's my assistant. And then he drags him and drops him on the floor, like a 7-foot drop, and I was like, "Oh,
that was your guy."
That was my assistant. Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah,
Calvin,
it was like a Deji Wasabi team up. Like that, our teams. That's teamed
funny
up for
how
that.
You guys broke the streaker.
Yeah,
like both teams broke the streaker.
Yeah,
he came in and looked like he wanted to fight you.
Oh yeah,
didn't give a shit about Deji. Was like looking at you like, "I will fight
oh,
you."
Oh, I would have loved it if he swung at me. I would have knocked out. Oh, that would have gone viral. I wish he would have came at me because he didn't come at me. He stood in front of me like 5 feet, but he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear what he was saying, and he was yelling at the audience, so I didn't even think he was talking to me.
Oh.
Well, it's interesting. In some scenarios, I'd almost rather fight someone who's a boxer than, like, a blacked out. Like, imagine, there's some guys who are just, like, blacked out, you know, just been pub crawling all day.
Yeah.
And, dude, those guys are animals, dude. Yeah. They got, like, the old man strength. You don't want
to
get
also, that's probably why kids are so crazy in other countries. They're able to drink so early.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
It's legal for them to fucking do shit so early.
I talked to somebody about that. I was like, yo, what's the drinking age here? And they said, oh, I think it's, like, 16 or 15, but if you're with an adult,
you can
have like a 10-year-old go to a pub with you and give them a drink. And I was like, oh, you're lying. But they said that it's true.
No, yeah, it is very true.
That's crazy.
It is very true. It's crazy.
So he comes in, and then that's crazy. You're just not even focused on anything else. You just focus on the fight.
It was just a dangerous situation because we both had gloves on. We can't grab. We can't stop anything from happening. We can only punch, and we have pillows on our hands. And So right when it happened, I was like, oh, I was all frazzled. And then immediately I was like, yo, Deji, you good? You good? And he was like, he nodded. And I was like, okay, let's just fight. Like, I just want to make sure everybody's good so we can continue the fight.
What about the rest of the event?
A lot of people were shocked about that. They're like, yo, did he just check on his opponent?
it's surprising how security let that happen, too. Like, I mean, it's a ring. It's, like, pretty closed off. It's, like, people shouldn't really be jumping. Like, imagine if somebody, like, really was, you know, has, like, a knife or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
You don't want to get stabbed mid-boxing match.
It was rough. But the rest of the event, Salt Poppy, my boy, he's the only other Filipino in the fight on the card, and we met up before, and I was like, yo, we gotta win. And he's like, yeah, let's get it. And we both got it for the Philippines. Yeah.
That's awesome.
He started off on TikTok, right? He blew up on
TikTok,
and then he hasn't even been around for that long.
Yeah.
It's sick that he got on the card.
Yeah.
He came out there.
He's been boxing like his whole life. That's why.
Okay.
He was like, oh, yeah, I can box. Yeah. And he was right. He used to box in the Philippines, like street fight in the Philippines, is what he said.
You serious?
Yeah. And that's why he knew how to fight. And that's why
crazy.
He looks so good. He's been doing it forever.
Damn.
Yeah, those guys that street fight from like just really young age, you never fuck with them. Like we never fought.
Yeah,
like,
we never fought
like,
in the streets.
Is, even like if there was a fight in our high school, it was like the best thing ever. It was like, oh my God, this is like the coolest thing ever. And they'd be like the lamest fights.
Lame.
But like we just like never used to get into fights. Most we would do is like wrestle with friends. But like we've never ever really been in like hand to hand fist fights, you know?
Yeah.
We're like just like,
well, I'm right down the street. If you guys need me, hit me up. I'll be here.
It is nice. I like that you chose to talk about this for the first time on our podcast because we are 0.3 miles away from your house.
Yeah.
And you don't have to drive in the hall.
Everybody's like, yo, come on my podcast. Come on my podcast. I'm like, yeah. Next week. I'm tired, man. I'm still jet lagged. I'm just trying to go down the street and do this one real quick.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm going to be on some other ones. I have one Friday and some other ones next week.
Yeah, feel free to do it whenever after we post.
Yeah, of course. I'll wait.
So you seem pretty amped for your next fight. Like, do you honestly think that Deji was a good preparation for your next fight? Like, after like feeling this fight out and seeing it, do you think this was a good fight for the next one?
I think it was a good fight to get, like, the first time, just to know what it's like to be in there. Because, like, I didn't fight to my full potential. There's so many things I didn't do. I wish I like would have got him with a check hook more, because there's one where I went to Philly Shell, and I was waiting for him to throw his cross. And as soon as he threw it, I was like, boom, and I caught him. But I usually capitalize on that. And there's just so many things that he didn't give me space to do anything I wanted to do that I've been trained to do. And that's why I guess got so frustrated in the last round and just started screaming, because this was my shot to show what I could do, and he would not let me show anybody anything.
Yeah.
He would just slip and then hug.
There was a shot where you got him with your elbow. I think it was an accident, obviously. But like, what was that about?
How'd we talked about it after, and he's like, yo, you got me with your elbow. I was like, oh, for real? I thought I might have, but I wasn't sure. And he's like, yeah, you got me. It's because, but he said, oh, yeah, it's kind of my fault because I was just hugging. It's because I'm trying to throw. I'm trying to make space, like push him off so I can throw. And I just got frustrated, and I tried to throw really close. And then I got him with my glove, but then my elbow followed and got him with my elbow too. But it was just so frustrating because I would throw, and then on the inside, I wanted to fight more. And you could tell I wanted to fight. I was trying to break out of it to fight. And when I threw, he would like catch my elbow. So then my arm stuck up here or something. And the only way to get it out is to like push him. So it was just a lot more frustrating than I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to be under pressure. That he's going to pressure me a lot, but it was just more frustrating, man.
Do you think at a certain point he was trying to like time bite and just like hold you on until the end of the round?
Yeah, if you go to my Instagram, you can see there's a video of him. Like I say hi to this kid on the side of the ring, and then they break us up, and he's like, and then he walks like 2 steps from me, and then I'm just like, oh, and I go back in, and then he grabs me again. And so he's just, he was exhausted. I didn't even realize how tired he was until I looked back at the footage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely doesn't have the stamina that like you had or even Vinny had like last fight.
I thought he would though, because he lost 40 pounds.
He lost a ton of weight. He looked way better.
I think just all the hugging, like that takes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And even when he did hug me, I would put all my weight on him because I'm taller. So he had to hold another man up. And so by the end, he was tired.
Because the goal of the hug is to kind of try and take the opponent, just try and put your weight on the opponent. Yeah. But if you're shorter, you know, if you're like, you know.
Well, his goal was to stop me from punching. Mm-hmm. And it worked. So he was just in survival mode. So he did. It worked. He survived.
KSI in KSI's video, he was like, on like Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, he's training for this fight. And I go to his room and I was like, hey, let's go run. I'm going to go run right now. I'm not even training for a fight.
Yeah.
And Deji's like, no, I'm not going to run. And he's like laying in his bed and goes like, dude, you have a fight in 2 months. Like you have to fight. And he won't get out of bed.
Yeah.
He definitely, like, KSI's belief was he just didn't put in the work. Like he actually wanted to win this thing. Do you think that you did it differently? Like, were you on your shit every day? Were you eating differently?
No, I was like on my boxing shit, but I was not on my cardio shit. Like, I was like, when I got to the fight, I was like, man, I hope I don't gas out because I'm not gassing out in sparring, but in front of all these people, it's different, adrenaline and stuff. And so I was worried I wasn't running enough, but my coach kept telling me, he's like, yo, man, you are so fit. Like, you don't understand. You keep, because I, and my mentality was like, I'm not doing enough. Even though I'm working nonstop, I'm like, I can do more. And Deji's mentality, I'm assuming, was, oh, I did enough. Oh, that's good enough. Yeah. But also, I saw that KSI said in December, he was like, on Christmas, he's like, yo, pull out the fight. Pull out the fight, man.
Yeah, and he then, was telling him to pull out.
And I was scared that was going to happen. So in one of my videos, I said, yo, Deji's going to pull out. Watch. He can't handle me. And I said that so that he's like, oh, I can't do it now. Yeah, like, I can't pull out. He said I'm going to pull out. So then I'm so glad I said that in the video because that's I bet he would have pulled out if I didn't say, I bet you'll pull out.
Yeah.
I was like, he's going to make some excuse. So I secured my fight.
Let me, I want to ask you about like social media too, because like you've been doing it for so long and you see how a ton of attention comes when you do certain events.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the bigger ones, I think, like recently.
Yeah.
How have you noticed all the influx of like attention on your vlogs, your videos, your uploads? Like you're talking about a TikTok got 5 million views yesterday.
Yeah.
Are you noticing like a lot more people coming into your channel recently because of this fight? Are you seeing a huge amount of...
I'm seeing a lot of stuff like that, but the most surprising thing is the respect.
Yeah.
Cuz I've been getting just hated by Deji, the entire UK, KSI for years, like 3 or 4 years, like nonstop hate from them. And all their fans, they're like, "You know what? I watched your video. I saw what you had to go through. My bad. I don't know why we just were on the KSI Deji bandwagon and we never gave you a chance. We hated you for no reason." And I respect you and you're a good guy.
I was like,
thank God. Like they just like, I wasn't trying to show that. I'm just glad they saw it. Like they, that's what they took from this whole week, fight week. Yeah.
That's cool.
Watching KSI videos and like seeing him like make fun of you and obviously say certain stuff, do you have any ill will against him? Or do you just like think it's just the way he's doing it for content? Do you think it's just,
I mean, I did before, but I let it all go. I was like, I want to have a clear head for this fight. I have no animosity or hate towards anybody. It's all in the past. And then he comes out with that video putting his brother down, saying he's not shit, saying that he should never box again, he doesn't have what it takes to be a boxer. And it made me so mad. As a big brother myself, I gave my purse to my little brother for college.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I'm like, my little brother's everything to me. Like if anybody, even my big brother one time, he pushed him a little bit because he spilled coffee on him, and I blacked out and freaked out on my own brother because he touched my little brother. Mm-hmm. And he didn't hurt him or anything, but he was like, hey, man. And then he like pushed him out of the way a little bit to go grab a towel to clean up because he spilled something. And then I just freaked out and I put him up against the wall. I'm like, don't you ever touch my brother again. And he's like, whoa, Alex, it's not like you're overreacting. And I was like, and he had to calm me down because that's how much I love my little brother. That's how much I would do anything for him. And he's going to be like, no, it's tough love, man. I'm just doing... You already did that with the other fights. That tactic didn't work. You can't just bully people into doing what you want, into being better. You have to treat people differently. Like, that might work for some people, but for Deji, obviously, he needs support. He doesn't need a critic. He needs his brother. He needs a brother.
So, rather than make videos, you'd rather him, like, forcefully like get his brother up to train and like
yeah because like be there for him like don't just spar at the last minute.
It's more just being supportive. It's like even if his brother might not actually want to fight anymore, you know, whatever it is, he lays into him. Do you mind if we watch the clip?
Because
it's I don't know, because I don't watch KSI like religiously, but like whenever I see a video come out when he's shit talks Deji or something, or it always blows me away.
Alex Wasabi is shit. I made a whole video on this guy laughing at him. He's a joke. This was meant to be your easy fight, and you lost. Now notice in the title, I didn't even say my thought on Deji versus Alex Wasabi fight, because he is so irrelevant. He's not worthy to put in my fucking titles. I just don't.
You know, me and him are, I think I'm a little bit taller than him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because on the fight card, it said I was 5'9", and Deji's 5'7", and it said my reach was 71. And I was like, yo, my reach is 74, and I'm 6 foot. Deji is 5'9", and has like a 60, or like a 70 inch reach.
They fucked up like
they
the
had
stats.
It all wrong. Yeah. But so everybody thinks I'm short, but if you see in my video that's coming out, I go up to JJ and I'm like, yo, man, your brother's a tough guy. I think I'm taller than him.
But so even like when he says stuff, like I've never had someone make a video about me and say shit like that. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know what the feeling is like.
Tens of millions of views. It's his biggest channel.
And he has pull. Like KSI has like literally he could sell whatever. Like he could literally tell his fans to do whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He has pull. And like, I mean, I think KSI is hilarious. But when he says shit like that, you know, it is like, how does that like? What's that even like? Like, what's
I
it?
I thought he was gonna, like, when Vinny beat Deji, he tweeted out, congrats, Vinny, or like, fair play, Vinny, or something. I thought he was gonna do that with me. I thought the beef was done. I went out of my way to say hi to him and greet him in the ring and be like, yo, your brother's a tough guy. And I thought, okay, it's done. And then he comes out with this video, and I was like, I guess it's not done. I guess he's trying to run it back.
Yeah, there's no, like, just, you know, goodwill after the fight. Yeah. There's no like, hey, you know, Alex, you know, you fought well, you did good. It's like, you fucking lost to this guy?
He's like, you suck. And I was like, it was my first fight. I did better than he did in his first fight against Joe Weller. I feel like I did better than most YouTubers in their first fight. I think my fight against Deji was better than Jake and Vinny's fight against Deji, because Jake had a bloody nose. Vinny was getting rocked. Deji didn't touch me at all. Mm-hmm. And boxing's all about hitting and not getting hit. I might not have been able to land on him that much because he got better at slipping and defense, but I didn't get touched, and like that's the name of the game. So I think for my first fight I did okay, but it wasn't up to my standards. But wait till you see this next fight. All those first fight nerves are gone. I'm gonna be
ready. One planned?
Not yet. I kind of want to get on iDubbbz boxing, but I just don't know who I would fight, so I gotta find somebody to fight. But I feel like nobody's gonna want to fight me because it's only 2 months away. And I just got out of camp.
It is hard to get people to, you know, want to
get
like,
punched.
Yeah,
not even that as much. It's more just like you're going to like literally have like 60 days of, if you're actually preparing for it, like you're fully doing it. Yeah,
there's some people that want to fight me. Oh, let's get it. there's some people that want to fight me, but I don't want to fight those guys.
If Kai was in the boxing match and he got hit the wrong way, it would literally be like, I don't know what would stop him. Because like one time I shot Kai with an airsoft gun and I literally, I literally thought, like I was gonna die. Like I've been in like very, very few almost like, oh my god, I'm gonna die situations. I was like, holy fuck. And we were like 13.
Yeah. Oh.
You would kick
my ass in 2 months. There's no like I could get as mad as I want technique wise. Yeah. I would just be swinging, doing everything I can, just be dodge.
But you have to want it. You have to want to do it. Like if you're boxing against someone who enjoys boxing, passionate about boxing, and like you're just doing it to like be like, oh, I'm gonna go box. You're never gonna win.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
well, I would
really
do it to win. Yeah. But like, you have months and months of training.
Yeah.
You need to find somebody that has been at that. You know,
I need to like convince somebody that thinks they're good at boxing to be like, hey man, let's box into like Bryce. I'm like, yo, Bryce, you're pretty good, man. Let's box. And he'll be like, I am good. Let's box. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do it.
That was pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Wait. You said people were calling you out. Who's called you out before that wants to fight?
I mean, there's. Gib wants to fight. I'm down, but he's like a big bone dude. I don't think he can get to my weight because he's gonna be like, you gotta come up to my weight, and I can't. Like 170 is pretty much my max.
And he's Gibbs, he's a good fighter too.
Yeah.
And he's a pressure fighter, and I was pressuring Deji the whole time, so it would be like a toe to toe. I don't think he would be hugging me. It would be like we'd be swinging.
That would be interesting
if he could come down to my weight.
Yeah. Have you ever kind of explored like a new type of, like, have you thought about like maybe like coming up with like a new type of boxing that would be like just sick? Like, yo, this is like actually epic to watch. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not hating on boxing, man. I'm just saying, like,
what about a better version of it where it's less
boring? No, I wasn't trying to be rude. I was literally just saying, yeah, like, yo, like a new type of boxing where it's like, I don't even know. I'm just like thinking of like things that are
what
epic.
Would it fix?
Nut shots.
It would just be,
you could what if you did boxing with like elbows and grappling and knees even, and kicks?
Well, then you're actually getting
boxing, kickboxing.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just like saying, like, maybe like change the setting, or like maybe like the ring's different, or like,
oh,
the,
like, grass
like,
field.
Like the rounds are different.
Like a wipeout course, but boxing.
That would be lit. Oh, or like imagine like a King of the Hill, but boxing gloves, right?
Okay.
It's like I don't know, just a cool, like, it'd be like, oh, this is fucking insane.
It's like how they did basketball, but then with trampolines. I can't remember. Like, that was dope.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Oh, trampoline boxing?
Oh, that would be boxing? Imagine, oh, imagine a 720 backfist. Yeah. Like, just, boom. You bounce on the thing, 720 backfist right to the fucking dome. It'd be like, that'd be like Super Smash Bros. If it was, if it was trampoline boxing. That'd be crazy.
Yeah. But so yeah, you, oh, sorry. But you gave your purse to your brother,
yeah,
which is insane.
My little brother,
What's the main reason you chose to do that? It was for his college fund, right? That's what I saw.
I just knew he was going to college, and, I mean, he was a big part of why I was boxing. I just wanted to show him, but, look, man, I've never boxed before in my life, and look what I just did. You can do anything. Mm-hmm. I went to another country and got booed by, like, 12,500 sold-out arena, and I still did it. So... Yeah. That was a big thing. So I was like, yo, man, let me help you out with college. I got you. You get the biggest dorm you want. It doesn't matter. Let's go.
Huge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Call it, paying for people, brother. Paying for people's colleges is mad respect, too, because college is fucking expensive. It is ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
That's sick, though.
Okay, so but when you look at like a soccer game or a football game, like some quarterback comes out, right, and everybody in the stadium doesn't like that quarterback. He's just getting booed. I've always wondered, what is it really like to go out there and feel everybody's against you to a certain extent because that crowd is all your away crowd. Do you think that like affected you at all? Would you have fought better if people were rooting and cheering you on versus cheering on Deji?
No.
If you were doing it here? You don't think so?
Didn't bother me at all.
Do you think it makes a difference for most people though?
I think I could see people getting nervous, but I was on a mission. I trained for this. I knew what I was capable of. I just had to, they just let me get in that ring and show you what I can do.
It also feels really fucking good, like when you prove people wrong. Like, you know, even if like your friends are talking shit, like you guys just like messing around, doing literally anything.
Yeah,
it feels so good to be like, oh yeah, I just did that.
I did that.
Because the thing is, even if you fail, their impression of you is not going to get any worse. So it's like, okay, well, I'm either going to be right here or it's kind of like a fuck you to them.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just was excited to fight. I'm so happy that I finally got to fight.
I'm glad you got to fight too, because like you were like literally,
you were
stoked about it. Like when you were like, oh yeah, I got this boxing ring, all this shit. And I'm like, damn, this guy really likes this guy really likes boxing. Yeah.
And it's dope that I got to be a main event.
It's sick.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? My first fight main event? No way. Like, thank you, Deji. Yeah,
that was a pretty quick turnaround from when you said it to when it actually happened. So.
Yeah.
Was it Deji that kind of asked you to be a part of it, or was it being set up?
I think at the time he already asked me, but it wasn't like contractually confirmed yet.
Right.
That's why I couldn't be like, oh yeah, it might happen. But that's why I was like, I want it to happen because I didn't know if it was going to or not.
I think it was before because you were like, I think that you were like literally saying like, oh yeah, I'd fight Deji. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like I'd want to fight Deji.
Yeah.
So it's crazy how it like went full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you won.
Yeah.
Watching some of these videos, I feel like there's always an elephant in the room, like a small elephant. Like, KSI doesn't box anymore, and he's talking a lot of game, obviously, to his brother. Do you think that he still has it in him?
Or
do
KSI, you think I don't think he had it right in the beginning. His boxing is so sloppy. All he does is, he was talking about Deji's throwing his left cross over and over and over against Vinny. All he does is throw his overhand right over and over and over, and it's sloppy. And, like, he hasn't been boxing forever, and he's like, oh, everybody's like, you're not on KSI's level. I'm like, yo, he hasn't boxed in years, and... His first fight doesn't count. That was against Joe Weller with headgear and 16-ounce gloves. Then he fought Logan. It was a draw. And then he fought again. So he's 1-0-1. And I'm 1-0. So we're pretty even, except he has a draw. Like, we're almost exactly even.
What, he's a different... He isn't... What weight class is he in, though?
He's like 200 pounds. So that's why...
That's hard. Could you guys possibly meet in the middle?
Well, I think that he fought Joe Weller at like 180. And I could try to get to 175, but I was 160, like 162, and Deji wanted me to come up to 170, and he was allowed to get to 175. And I was like, okay, I can do that.
Because he's like a 170, I mean, he's like a 200-pound frame.
Yeah.
You're like a 170 frame. Yeah. So, like, it's hard. That's a lot for him to come down.
Yeah.
We got to see it, though. It'd be big.
Yeah.
But but a real fighter is that's what they do. They lose like 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, so he should
but
be
they've been doing that their whole life. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they've been doing that their whole life. They have a very central, they have like the ability to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But also, like, when you say, like, there's like an athleticism aspect to boxing as well as just like, I mean, you can be any big person or you can be quick.
Yeah.
Quick and, you know, be able to punch hard. Yeah. Like, if you're an athletic, you're just never.
Yeah.
You're Yeah. There's just so much that goes
You
into
can
it.
Tell. Like, when I'm playing basketball, you can tell people who played as kids and who's just started, like, when they got older.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's just and you can also tell people who have never picked up a basketball ever in their life.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I mean, I'm no good basketball player, but I can play a game of basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a whole, I guess the same thing.
Yeah. Damn. So, coming up, you're doing another fight. You're going to call some, and then I just didn't know that other people were planning on fighting, too. I didn't know Logan was going to plan on fighting. So, there's a lot of cards that you could potentially be under, or actually be the main card for in the next couple months.
I don't even care about being the main card or not. I just want to fight. I'll be an undercard. I'll be a co-main event. I'll be a main event. Just put me in.
The next couple months? What do you think? How long do you think it'll take?
I don't know. Hopefully, I want to fight like 3 or 4 more times this year, so... That's it. I don't know. There's no confirmed.
Also, if after your first fight, your face isn't fucked up and, like, you know, you still feel good and, like, ready to fight another time, you might as well. Like, you know, it's like, I just know that if I was out boxing and my face just got rocked and, like, I'm like, oh, God, why the fuck would I ever want to do this again? Yeah. But, like, if you, you know, barely get hit and you win, it's like, why would I not want to go take another fight?
Yeah, I'm ready. Hopefully people step up. I'm ready.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Wait, how many minutes did we do real quick, Lou? 42. Oh, epic. Yeah. Guys. That has been an interview with Alex Wasabi. Thank you for coming on.
Oh yeah.
Congrats on the win.
Congratulations. Thank you, thank it feels good to interview a winner, man. It's been we've never gotten the opportunity.
Oh really?
You gonna grab that for the winner?
Yeah, give him
Chris. The pocket pussy. Not the pocket pussy, I mean the trophy. Shit.
Give him the cup.
Give him the cup.
Oh!
Thank you.
Let's go. They didn't give you a belt, huh?
We did it. No.
Oh well, that's your new belt, man.
Now the goal is to get a belt.
Yeah.
With an NFT on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah. All right, guys. All of Alex's links will be linked down below. He's dropping a YouTube video like an hour after. It just dropped.
Yeah.
It's now out, so it's gonna be out. Yesterday for you guys. So go check it out. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars, baby. Peace out, guys. Peace.
Woo!
Woo!